now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, welcome back. Here it is, Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News 92.3. Dependable. Thanks for joining us here as always, especially on a here. And so we got a lot of stories going on here for you today. Starting off here, cancer. On the 60th anniversary of JFK's moon speech. So this was his or his moonshot speech. This was his, so basically is saying that he wants us to cut cancer deaths in half. He's picked an executive to lead the new biomedical research agency. And so basically this is one of the things he actually tried to get started when he was vice president, and basically when he tried to do that, it was fine for a couple of years while he's VP, but as soon as he left office, the cancer moonshot like initiative pretty much died. And that's kind of the fear here as well. And so I think he's trying to set up in place, based on his speech, some things so that even after he leaves office, there will still efforts will continue on to try to cut cancer deaths in half. So there you go. Queen Elizabeth II's children watched in a vigil. There was a mile-long queue of 20,000 individuals to see the queen lying at rest. And this is one of the other top stories here. Then over in Russia, pro-Kremlin candidates won all 14 Russian governments. And according to the European Union, they will not recognize elections in the area of which is and guns just through credit cards in the United States will now be trackable. So credit card issuers are now stating that they too will they'll basically help track firearm sales for the government. I guess they're going to code all purchases from gun retailers, and that's how they're going coming out already and saying that they're again. So yeah, and we continue to talk about the droughts going on out west, right? And there's been a lot of wildfires, record wildfires in California, and well, now Oregon has a wildfire that's exploded in size as multiple blazes raged across the West, including in Montana, Arizona, California, and other places. So it's crazy, all things going on there. In the meantime, Sunday rainfall was too much in Chicago, where Chicago sewers had a hard time trying to Chicago area and southeastern Wisconsin. Southeastern Wisconsin as well. And finally, I got a couple other stories. Capsule has aborted mid-launch after the New Shepard rocket anomaly was found in Texas. So Jeff Bezos's rocket crashed after liftoff. There's only experiments aboard it, but they said it was a booster failure, so they aborted the mission during the uncrewed launch. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We do have some slow-moving traffic throughout our area right now. We have an accident at mile marker 3 on I-110. This is going to be at the exit of Maxwell Street and Jordan Street, and we're seeing some slow traffic because of it. So keep that in mind. That's going to be, again, the northbound direction. We also have an accident on Scenic Highway. This is going to be just south of East Olive Road, seeing some slowdowns there, so keep that in mind. And then we also do have an accident at the intersection of West Airport Boulevard and North W Street. Not seeing many delays because of this accident, but definitely it did just pop up, so it's definitely probably still on scene and going to see some slowdowns in just a bit here. Seeing your typical slow-moving traffic on Pine Forest north and southbound directions. That's going to be in between 9 Mile and I-10, 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, just looking typical at the moment. We did get a lot of rain this afternoon, so roads are still wet, so use some caution. See something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is presented by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Visit agent Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Bobby Rossi on news. President Trump has asked a judge to reject the Department of Justice's request to document seized from Mar-a-Lago, even while the
strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. So wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high.
Time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, President Joe Biden today speaking on the fight against cancer.
Cancer does not discriminate red and blue. It doesn't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Beating cancer is something we can do together.
And the president traveled to the John F. Kennedy Library in Boston. Of course, it's the 60th anniversary of JFK's famous moonshot speech. Biden making a pledge today to lead a cancer moonshot program during his tenure. He says it's time to, quote, end cancer as we know it. Hard to argue with that. Queen Elizabeth being remembered today with a vigil in Scotland. Numerous members of the royal family, including King Charles III, were there. Holiday airfare. This is not good for anybody who's got to travel for the holidays coming up. But holiday airfare expected to be the most expensive that it's been in 5 years. Ooh, that according to Fare Tracker Hopper. It found the average domestic airfare for Thanksgiving trips is estimated to be about $350. That is a 22% increase when compared to 2019, a couple years ago, in domestic round trips over Christmas, $463 on average, a third more expensive than it was only 2 years ago. A clinical neuropsychologist took the stand today in school shooter Nicholas Cruz's sentencing trial. Dr. Paul Connor says Nicholas Cruz might suffer from partial fetal alcohol syndrome. And he says that can have serious effects on a child.
In
multiple areas that were assessed, both from the physical perspective and from the neurological perspective and from the neuropsychological and behavioral perspective.
And he says that Cruz's IQ tested on the low to average side, and Connor says Cruz had deficits in most of the tests he was given. Of course, the jury going to have to decide whether Cruz gets the death penalty or spends life in prison for the Parkland school shooting, which killed 17 people in 2018. Well, Wall Street extending a little bit of a rally today ahead of an inflation reading. All three major stock averages rose in a broad rally as investors appeared more confident that inflation may have reached its peak. The rebound coming ahead of tomorrow's release of the August Consumer Price Index at the closing bell. Dow Jones Industrial gained 229 points. S&P added 43 and the NASDAQ rose 154 today. And a Twitter whistleblower is testifying tomorrow before a Senate panel. Peter Zatko will be answering questions from members of the Judiciary Committee. Twitter's former security chief claimed the social media company had major security shortcomings that threatened privacy on the platform and national security. He argued that Twitter's made false claims about its security setup, violating a settlement with the FTC. And Zatko also said the company's leadership misled both the government and its own board about the security problems. All right, so let's go ahead and get a look at your traffic on the fives. Gracie, what are you seeing out there?
Definitely seeing some heavy slowdowns right now. We have a couple accidents that are causing delays. First off, on I-110 northbound, we have an accident at mile marker 3. This is going to be just before you get to the East Jordan, East Maxwell Street exit. Seeing slowdowns backing up all the way almost to East Chase Street, definitely to the Cervantes exit there. So keep that in mind. That's the northbound direction on I-110 is slow moving due to an accident. Also did just get a call into the traffic hotline that we do have an accident on West Michigan Avenue and Memphis Avenue. This is definitely seeing some slowdowns in both directions. It's going to be right in front of the Domino's Pizza, looks like, and definitely seen some slowdowns in both directions on West Michigan, and there is authorities on scene. A fire truck is blocking the turning lane, so keep that in mind if that's your typical intersection to go through. Still seeing some slowdowns on Scenic Highway. This is going to be just south of East Olive Road due to an accident, so some slight slowdowns there, so keep that in mind. I-10 throughout Pensacola is looking good, as well as Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace, and 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Just seeing your typical afternoon traffic. We did get a lot of rain today, so make sure to use some caution on the roads where it's going to still be wet and still some possible flooding. So keep that in mind. If you see something else, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey y'all, this is your girl Cheryl Underwood, and I want to tell you something. My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish, but those days are over. Now I feel great. That's because I increased my fiber intake with the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge, and I'm still hooked. I just took Metamucil every day for 14 days, and it's really that easy. Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down, so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at Metamucil.com today.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more Wednesday at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Okay, so Denny's has really, really, really good news. Are you ready for it? The new all-day diner deals value menu is here with 10 delicious meals starting at $5.99. You can eat like a dillionaire at Denny's and order that everyday value slam or celebrate the return of the fried cheese melt. It's the new all-day diner deals value menu, and it's here with 10 delicious meals starting at $5.99. See, I told you that was really, really, really good news. This is why Denny's is America's favorite diner.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Join our listener advisory board and have a chance to win a dinner for two at Jackson's Steakhouse. Go to newsradio923.com and click on the listener advisory board tile.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So coming to the beginning of next hour, I want to talk about school choice in the state of Florida, some new numbers out pertaining to that. According to a latest assessment, inmate numbers here in Florida are expected to soar, steadily climb. Now, there's a plan that the legislature was trying to put together that would activate the Florida National Guard to help short-staffed prisons. But a recent report by the state shows that the number of inmates is expected to steadily climb in the coming years. Now, interestingly enough, the number of inmates plunged during the pandemic, mostly though because the courts were backed up. But what's happened is it caused a backlog of cases, and now they're starting to catch up on those cases. And so they're expecting to have a big uptick in inmates, yet we have staffing shortages at prisons. So they're going to activate the Florida National Guard members in order to try to help with short-staffed prisons. Let's call right now Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I got some more thoughts about that I'll share in this 6 o'clock hour. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And I've got a lot of things going on here in the news for you. So one thing is we were just talking about, well, actually, let me hit the top three stories because it pertains to this one. So top three stories going on here is President Biden is pushing efforts to end cancer on the 60th anniversary of JFK's moonshot speech. He called it a cancer moonshot speech. And so kind of going along with that idea of the moonshot speech, saying, hey, we're going to try to get this we're going to try to get to the moon by a certain date. Well, now he's gotten a cancer moonshot speech, meaning we're going to go ahead and try to cut the number of cancer deaths in half by a certain date. Blue Origin's capsule, this is Jeff Bezos's space company, an unmanned capsule ended up aborting halfway through. There was a problem with the rocket. And then guns purchased through credit card companies in the United States will now be trackable. NRA coming out and opposing this new move here. I've been reading a lot of things saying that basically I don't know. I don't want to call it conspiracy just necessarily. But the idea is that this is the start of the federal government trying to track our gun purchases and track who has firearms and who doesn't. So maybe not quite sure, but that's definitely a thought process that's going about right now. All right, those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Hey, if you want a chance to see the Florida State Seminole football team play in Florida State, well, each week of a home game, listen to Pensacola Right Now on Thursdays and Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on Friday mornings for a chance to win. When you hear the FSU war chant, just text in your name and you could win. The next home game is going to be against the Boston College Eagles on the week of September 24th. So tune in to this show, September 22nd. Andrew McKay Show, Pensacola Morning News on the 23rd, and you could have a chance to win. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and talk some sports now.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit. Pensacola Blue Wahoos ended up winning their series against Tennessee last week, 4-2. And they're off tonight, and then they'll pick up a home series. This is the last, basically, series for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos before we get into the playoffs. So they're playing Biloxi at home this week, and then they'll be off next Monday. And then there might be a championship series game on Tuesday, definitely one on Thursday and Friday. So we're getting into the playoffs, the championships playoff level now. This is the last series for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and it's going to be at home. Tonight, you got the first official Monday Night Football game, 7:15 on ABC and ESPN. The Denver Broncos taking on the Seattle Seahawks. And so this would be Russell Wilson's return to the Seattle since he moved over to Denver. So this would be an exciting return for him. He's wanting to prove that he's worth all the money he wanted and wanting to prove that he's MVP caliber and that he's the guy who can lead a team. So we'll see what happens tonight. Then Major League Baseball, earlier today, the Texas Rangers beat the Miami Marlins. Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing the Toronto Blue Jays later tonight. And the... Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Giants. The only game that's televised tonight on ESPN Plus at 8:40 will be the Dodgers against the Diamondbacks. Then, because everything's centered around Monday Night Football tonight with the Broncos and the Seahawks. Then in other sports news, well, actually, I'll get you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
We're still seeing some major slowdowns on I-110 right now. This is going to be in the northbound direction. This is going to be due to an accident. Looks like the accident is just south of the East Jordan, East Maxwell Street exits. And it is backing up. Just got a call in from on the traffic hotline saying that someone's got that's getting on to Chase Street. It's backed up all the way to there. So keep that in mind if you're getting on in the northbound direction at East Chase Street or East Cervantes, you're going to see slow traffic in both lanes going northbound until you get past this accident, which is at East Maxwell and East Jordan. So keep that in mind. Extremely slow moving. You may want to wait a little bit and get up on the interstate just north of that accident. So keep that in mind. Also, still seeing slowdowns on Michigan Avenue. This is going to be due to an accident happened a little while ago near Memphis. Does look like it's improving, but keep that in mind. We have slowdowns in both directions. See something else, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the Fives.
All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Top stories in sports, a lot of them pertain to the NFL injuries, but let me get started with Notre Dame. Notre Dame's quarterback, Buckner, he's going to miss 4 months due to an injury. So basically, he could pretty much season. He probably will miss his starting position because by then they're going to have, you know, they'll have this other person that'll be doing it. Pine, I think, is taking over as the starting position. And of course, that's after Notre Dame got upset by Marshall over the weekend. Then in NBA, According to Steph Curry, the Warriors internally were discussing a trade for Kevin Durant to try to bring him back. And he said he was real excited for it and was, you know, hoping something would happen with it. Obviously, it has not, but there was discussions pertaining to that. Now let's get to the injury report for the NFL from games yesterday. TJ Watt, the star defensive end, he may have torn a pectoral muscle. He's going to get a second and third opinion pertaining to it, but it's looking like he may have torn a pectoral muscle. Then, let's see here. According to the report, Dak Prescott, man, I tell you what, Dak Prescott can't get a break. It seems every year, just injured and injured and injured. But Dak Prescott is, Dak Prescott is going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks. Then let's see here. Quarterback, Mac Jones from the Patriots. He's dealing with back spasms, but they say he could still play. The Bucs wide receiver, Marquise Godwin, he could miss a few weeks with a hamstring strain. 49ers running back Mitchell may miss weeks due to a knee injury. They think he can miss 2 weeks due to an MCL. And cornerback for the Ravens, Fuller, he's out for the season with an ACL injury. It's always rough starting off the first week of the NFL with a lot of injuries, it seems like. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you would like to go see the Sanger Summer Movie Series, this is the last week for the Sanger Summer Movie Series. So if you would like to attend, it's going to be Resident Evil. So they kind of been all over the place with these movies here. You had An Affair to Remember, Saturday Night Live, Jailhouse Rock, Princess Bride, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Now we're ending up with Resident Evil. And which is based on a video game, you know what it is. So a classic one if you want to check it out there. This week, it'll be Saturday at 7. And if you would like to attend, then just text, Resident. I was going to say text evil, but don't text evil. That just seems like you shouldn't do that. So text Resident to 850-437-1620. And Gracie will select one of the people who've texted the word Resident to 850-437-1620. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we've got a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. So stick around for that.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, a big day for UWF. Today, the U.S. News and World Report released their college rankings, and UWF was ranked in the top 10 public institutions in the region. Of course, since the school opened back in 1967, they've been recognized nationally for excellence in diversity, academics, athletics, and employee satisfaction, too. The school was particularly praised for their options for veterans and undergraduate nursing.
Yeah, I saw that as well. So that's really good timing with a lot of people looking to go back to school and things like that. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Then, is binge watching over? What do I mean? Well, you know, one of the things a lot of people are somewhat frustrated with as it pertains to Disney Plus and Amazon Prime is that they've started to not release whole seasons at once on streaming platforms. Instead, they release released an episode a week, just like old school, TV used to do. Well, now apparently Netflix is looking to do the same thing. At least for some of the shows. They're facing a lot of competition, who are ramping up original content, and they're basically like, okay, so we need to, we need to get ways to get people to not cancel us, essentially, right? And so what they're looking at doing is saying, hey, so don't cancel us. And in order to make sure that they don't, then they're trying to say, it just go ahead and we'll just release once a week, every week, because that keeps your subscription going. If you can binge watch like entire shows, then you'll binge watch them. And as soon as the show's done, then maybe cancel your membership. I'm guilty. That's me. I do that all. I binge watch the shows I want, cancel this one. I'm going to go ahead and get this subscription now. Binge watch a few shows I wanted to see, cancel that one, go to the next one. And it's actually one of the reasons why it bothers me with some of these that where they release them every week, because I'm like, I'm ready to cancel this membership so I can go get the other membership and check it out. But when they release it week after week after week, I'm like, oh man, I can't do that because they're doing it. So it does work. It keeps you from canceling. I know that from firsthand experience. All right, let's get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are checking in clear right now with I-10 not showing any slowdowns, and our slowdowns on I-110 improving. Definitely still going to see some slight slowdowns, but should be moving a little bit better. That's going to be in the northbound direction right around East Maxwell and East Jordan Street, backing up to East Cervantes. Still going to be slow moving, but definitely improving. Not seeing anything to slow you down on 98 throughout Gulfbury, Tiger Point, and Navarre, and our slowdowns on Michigan have cleared up as well. See something else, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car, and they'll pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right. So remember the we talked about this a couple weeks ago, the guy who went viral because he hollowed out a hot dog to drink his beer out of. Created his own little, created his own little... edible straw, create his own little edible straw, right? So with that, that's got a lot of people talking about different types of edible straws you can have or you can use. And so one of those is so Mashable created a list of 10 foods that make the best edible straws. They did include hot dogs because the guy already is obviously doing that. But then you have Twizzlers. Unlike a hot dog, they come pre-hollowed out. Plus, most of your drinks are going to be sweet, so Twizzlers would work. I can see that one. Bucatini pasta. It looks like a cross between spaghetti and penne pasta. So you got that. Veggie straws. You know those French fry-like snack? They look like French fries, but they're hollowed out. Yeah, no. That would break down. I don't think so. Cereal. What? Yeah, apparently... Fruit Loops, Cocoa Krispies, Apple Jacks have created edible cereal straws. Oh, that's weird. Rolled wafer cookies, Barquitos, you can use those. Slim Jims, huh? I don't think so. Churros, okay, no. I think those would break up as well. Cheese sticks, well, you have to drill a hole through it. No, thank you. And finally, carrots. There you go. Those are the list of the top edible straws. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse. Oh, man. We hear about these stories every now and then where a child is literally trying to extort their own parent, but this one takes it to another level. A lady was arrested after faking her own kidnapping to extort her mom. What? Yeah. So basically what she sent a terrifying video of her being held hostage. She sent it to her mom. She's blindfolded. Somebody's holding a knife to her throat. There was even blood coming out of her mouth. She said she was kidnapped. Didn't know why. If the mother called her police, they'd kill her. They wanted $50,000. $50,000 in ransom in order to basically, release her, right? The mother did pay, but somehow authorities caught wind of it, started investigating. They found the woman had already been rescued a grand total of $45,000 of worth at other times. And so they investigated it and found that this daughter had conned her mom, her own mom, a total of four times for a grand total of $95,000. Oh, boy. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.